Hello. Hi, is this thing on? Hello, everybody. How are you guys today? My name is Daniela. I am a psych major and I'm 19. I go to Laurier, obviously. I go to the Waterloo campus, actually. I go to the Waterloo campus. You're listening to Layers of Love. I am really proud of that name, by the way, like so proud, because I feel like it perfectly describes what we're going to talk about on the show. So yeah, for a little background about myself, I'm Nigerian. I moved here when I was 7. I've lived in Toronto my entire life up until now, obviously going to Laurier. And yeah, I love overanalyzing things and talking about just talking, really. I feel like I gravitate towards learning about new perspectives and just what life has to offer in general. So I can go literally on and on talking about whatever, really, honestly. If I have a perspective or if there's a perspective someone wants to share about me, I am always open to talk about it. And that's kind of why I started this podcast, so I can also bring a space to people who also want to talk about it, but don't really have enough resources in terms of just like the space to talk about it. I'm using a lot of the same words. I just really wanted this to be a judgment-free zone to just talk about things that are bothering you when it comes to love, in terms of loving yourself and loving others, because us humans, we naturally gravitate towards connection and love. And I feel like I'm blanking, sorry. Yeah, no, we naturally gravitate towards connection. We get born needing connection. We grow up needing connection. If we don't find that connection, so many things can go wrong, as I have learned in my major. So why not create a space where we can openly talk about that connection that we crave so often, right? So, yeah. Disclaimer, before we get into everything, I just wanted to tell you guys that I am still just a 19-year-old. I do not know all. I am not the know-all be-all. I make mistakes too. And if it's relevant to whatever we're talking about, hopefully I can share those with you without it being too embarrassing. And yeah, I'm just here to offer perspective on something where you might need someone to offer perspective. I'm just an empathetic psych major. So yeah, nothing special, just here to talk, really. Yeah. So the premise of the show, really, like I said, talking about anything that has to do with love in terms of yourself and other people. But I usually just get submissions from my Instagram. If you want to submit something, my Instagram is dnovaa, dnovaa _. So that's dnovaa_. And you'll find a link in my bio. You can submit anything that's been bothering you lately. You just want to hear it talked about on the show. Yeah, I find that like I keep holding my breath while I'm speaking and I have to keep reminding myself to breathe. So I keep like pausing everything. I keep like pausing the recording to breathe. Because I don't want to like breathe into the mic, I feel like. Because I'm just getting a lot of, you know. But yeah. Anyway, so let's just jump right into our first submission. 1 second, it might take me a while to pull this up, actually. Yeah, it is going to take me a while to pull this up. Okay, let's just pause the recording. And we're back. Okay, so the first submission we have here, forgive me if I may misinterpret some things. We tend to not use grammar. Anyways, yeah, I'm just saying, just forgive me if I may misread some things. Yeah, I'm trying my best. Okay, so first submission, my friends think it's a problem. This one is about relationships, by the way. My friend thinks it's a problem that I only like white guys, even though I don't only like white guys. It's not my fault they fall under the criteria, which is just curly hair and glasses. I don't like other guys. I don't like other guys from other races that don't have that. It's just more common that there are more white nerdy guys that have curly hair and glasses, rolling face emoji. What should I do? I personally think they should respect my choice because everyone has to have their favorite flavor of tea and their favorite cup of tea. First of all, yeah, you are absolutely right. Everyone is allowed to have a preference and a bias and things in between. Wait, no, sorry. Everyone is allowed to have a preference, and us as humans, we naturally do tend to have biases. That's just how our brain works. We infer things to be prepared for things using information we've already learned, whether it's through actually experiencing it, learning it from someone, from watching someone else experiencing it, hearing about it. Like any way we gather information, we use that to be prepared about what's gonna come next. That's why you know how to get to class. That's why you know how to order, you know, because your brain is using information from when you've already done that to do it again. So when that information can also translate into when it comes to looking at other people, information we've learned about other races, we can use that to kind of just be prepared for the next time we encounter that race per se, even though it sounds bad saying it out loud. That's just a subconscious thought, honestly. Like, we can work our best. Like, we can definitely work our best to, like, not have an inherent negative bias about someone based on what they look like. But in the end, like, that's just how our brain works. But, like, the problem comes when that bias comes from a place of, like, hatred and, like, and just, like, stereotypes, for example, and prejudice, you know, when it comes from a place where it's not factual and it's not, like, even though, it just comes from a place where it's not somewhere that, it just comes from a negative place, right? So, like, that's where that could become a problem. So, because of that, you just really need to, like, understand what you mean by you like people with curly hair and glasses. Like, why do you like that specifically, number one? And it's okay to admit that you only like it with a certain type of look. You may only like curly hair and glasses with European features, because that's a pretty broad category. Like, it's not hard to fill that criteria, curly hair, glasses. Like, I'm like 50% of the population uses glasses, and a lot of the population also has curly hair. You know, it's not hard to fill that category, but you just have to really check where that preference is coming from, you know. And if it's not coming from a place of negativity, prejudice, or racism, stereotypes, like, if it's just coming from a place of that's what you tend to, like, attract, or that's what you tend to be around. Because, like, you could also just be surrounded by a bunch of white nerdy guys. So you just also happen to date a bunch of white nerdy guys, you know, or like a bunch of white nerdy guys with curly hair and glasses. But at the same time, like, yeah, you just also have to be very honest with yourself about why you like that. And even if it's negative, you have to, like, at least acknowledge it, because from acknowledging it, at least you know it's there, you know, you're aware it's happening, so that you can possibly work if you want to, or if you not, or like you can build off of that, you know. Yeah, so I also, like, really wanted to dive in what you said by, like, yeah, basically repeating the same thing, like, curly hair and glasses are pretty broad stereotype to fit, sorry, broad criteria to fit. Like, if you just like it on European features more, white features more, then admit that to yourself. I'm not here to tell you whether it's right or wrong, honestly. I do have, like, obviously I have my thoughts, but at the same time, you are attracted to who you're attracted to. You can't really do anything about that. You just have to figure out why you're attracted to that. And if it is coming from a place of negativity, then you have to work towards not having that negative core for your attraction scale, right? Like, yeah, once you understand that, once you understand the difference between just a preference and like an actual like bias, like you're actively avoiding or you're actively seeking it out, specifically on white people, then like once you understand the difference, once you resonate with that, then it's honestly up to you. Whoever you like, you like. No one else is liking them but you, or like no one else is feeling those feelings but you, so no one else can tell you about how you feel about someone, whether that's wrong or right. You know, there's a lot of factors that go into that and a lot of opinions that can be shared about that, but in the end you're the only one living your life. So yeah, so that was the first submission. Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of points I probably forgot to touch on, but whatever. I'm going to take a break, drink some water, and then we'll jump right into the second submission. Hello. Hi. Okay, so second submission. It is also a relationship submission, I think. This is actually a one that I was looking forward to. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so this person said, I've had such bad experiences in past relationships and in my own personal family life. Now that I've found a good person for me, I've become the toxic one. How do I stop assuming my relationship and thinking the worst about him / what he could be doing? Okay, so that is honestly a big one. And like with everything else, a journey is a journey. It's not going to happen overnight, especially when it comes to like mental healing. It's not gonna happen overnight. It's gonna go up, it's gonna go down. Like, it's, you can't, how do I say it, you have to like actually believe and accept and know and remind yourself that this is a process, and you're not always gonna be perfect all the time. And with that being said, I want you to understand that you are not your past and your circumstances. You are not what has happened to you. You are not what is happening to you. You are only what you do and what you say. Your actions are your actions only, and your circumstances are the product of other people's actions, or like, and yours as well, obviously. But yeah, you just have to understand that whatever past trauma you went through does not define you as a whole. Okay, so now we need to just deep dive maybe into where that toxicness is coming from. You know, like, where really is it coming from? You know, yeah, it might be coming from a past relationship. Like, you can pinpoint exactly what relationship did that to you. But it's like, you need to, it's like more than that. You need to pinpoint exactly where it's coming from. Like, what triggers that, like, process of, like, overthinking and, like, you know, mistrust and all that stuff. Like, what specific thing triggers it? And why does it trigger it? Why, what is, like, sorry, my voice is shaking because I have to breathe. Okay, sorry. You have to specifically pinpoint like why it triggers you, what about it specifically triggers you. Like, for example, if you're with him and you guys are in the car and then he's like, he was putting his hand on his lap, your lap, and then now he's not anymore. And now you might start to think, oh, like he's probably talking to someone else. He's losing, you know, like things like that. You just really have to like pinpoint like what made you start to go into that like overthinking state. Like, okay, it's because he moved his hand away. Okay, now could we possibly consider he moved his hand away because he wanted to grab for something, or he wanted to reach for something, or he wanted to itch, or he maybe thought he was being too sweaty for your thigh, you know, like things like that. Another thing that's really helped me, I actually heard one of my psych teachers say this, is that when you're looking at things that have happened to you and how to deal with it, and like just how to deal with anything that's going around your situation, one really important thing to do is to say out loud what exactly happened. not like what you feel happened, not what you think happened. Like, I'm sure, like I'm saying, like, what did you 100% see, 100% hear, 100% know that it happened? Once you do that, it's very easy to see that our train of thought can kind of like take us so far away from reality and what actually is happening, you know? Sorry, breathing again. Maybe I'm talking too fast. That's why I can't catch my breath. But yeah, so when we do that, like, it's easy to like kind of come back into what is really happening or what really happened and separate our feelings from reality. Because once those two get mixed in a not so great way, we can start to see things for what we want to see things as. We can start to see that person for cheating because we think that he's cheating. So we want to find proof that he's cheating. We can start to see that our professor doesn't like us because she didn't pick our hand. Like, she didn't pick me for the question one time. And like, I think she doesn't like me. So now because she didn't pick me, I'm going to believe she doesn't. You know, like things like that. Our feelings can really get in the way of the way we perceive things. So like with that exercise, you can like step back from everything that's happening out loud too. Out loud is very important because if you say it in your head, then you're just going to like, it's going to be hard not to mix your thoughts and the way you feel with it. You know, you have to say it out loud. That's why a lot of people actually journal and do video diaries, because it helps with that. Like, number one, obviously it helps with like communicating your feelings, and it helps with that. Like, take like, really being in the moment and like knowing what happened and what reality is and not getting carried away by our thoughts, right? So now with that being said, you should also very much ask for grace with yourself and your partner. If you know you can get like a certain way that might hurt them or that might not be too pleasant to deal with when it comes to your partner dealing with it, then and you can see yourself kind of falling into that habit. One thing that can really help the growth of like getting out from our toxic habits is to communicate our toxic habits. Like, you see yourself about to start overthinking and getting mad. Even if you're feeling like, I don't want to have to say this. Like, I don't want to have to say this. I feel like I'm doing too much. Or like, I feel like, even if you feel like that, literally say it. Be like, hey, I'm literally about to start like going crazy and overthinking. I feel like I'm about to start like mistrusting you or something like that. Or I'm about to start like, or for people who have avoidant attachment issues, you can be like, oh, like, I feel like I'm about to start like ignoring you or not responding to your text. Obviously, it's way easier to say it than to do it. Speaking from experience. But once you start, it's also easier to do it, to keep doing it, you know? So once you do that, you know your habits, you can go to your partner, you can be like, hey, like, I can get like this sometimes. I'm not perfect. It's just because like I'm still trying to navigate how to deal with this from my past relationships. Like, just like, give me grace sometimes. But that also doesn't mean you should use it as an excuse to like stay stuck in your habits and then being like, oh, like, I told you I was going to be like this, so why are you mad at me? Like, I asked you to like not be mad. Like, you know, you can only use that grace period when you're actively trying to be better and work away from that habit, you know? Otherwise, it's not a grace period. It's just an excuse to be mean or be toxic, right? So yeah. And lastly, I feel like introspection is the first step to like healing in any way. Like, knowing this is something happening or like acknowledging this is happening is like the first step for real. And you have completed it. You have put in the effort to recognize that you are being a certain way. You have put in the effort to even think about it and process it. Because for you to hand in the submission, you have thought about it. You have thought about it. You have thought about solving it, because that's essentially like not asking for perspective is essentially putting effort into wanting to solve whatever you want to solve, right? So it's like that effort shows that you are not your toxic habits or past. you are simply a product of it, or like some actions are simply a product of it, and nothing, literally nothing in life is permanent, and that includes whatever toxic habits or whatever toxic feelings that you have. So yeah, I feel like that's it. I don't have anything else to say. I hope that helped. I hope like I didn't go like on a, like a big tangent and it like didn't make sense at all. But yeah, okay, the third submission, this one is about friendship, and this one is a lot, guys, so stay strapped in. Okay, so get this. I'm in a big friend group, and there's duos inside this whole big group. And one day, this girl, I'm going to call her Pikachu, okay? Pikachu decides to, one day Pikachu bangs one of the other friends in this friend group. I'm going to call her Lola. Pikachu bangs Lola in the head with the corner of Pikachu's phone. And you think that after someone hits you in the head, they'd apologize. But no, Pikachu, sorry, I didn't do that justice. She put it in all caps, so I have to like obviously do it justice. But no. Okay. Pikachu gets all mad and defensive because Lola didn't give her a hug. And you want to know why she hit Lola in the head? Because Lola didn't answer one missed call from Pikachu. Later on, we find that Lola has a concussion, and word gets to Pikachu. And again, sorry, I keep like reading over the capital letter words with like no emphasis. And I am so sorry. I need to be doing this justice because, sorry, let's start over. She said, and you want to know why she hit Lola in the head? Because Lola didn't answer one missed call from Pikachu. Later on, we find out that Lola has a concussion. And word gets to Pikachu. And again, no apology. So me and my other friend in the friend group stop talking to Pikachu and her best friend. Lola goes on with other medical scans. And the next day, we find out Lola has a fractured skull. That's insane. That is insane, actually. Like, that's insane. Damn. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. You gave your friend a fractured skull? You gave your friend a fractured skull and you refused to. Okay, let's keep going. Yeah. And Pikachu wants to go all off on Lola because Lola is the one with the fractured skull, by the way. Pikachu wants to go off on Lola because Lola posted a funny note on Insta and Pikachu thought it was about her and that Lola and my friends were, I don't think I can say this word on air, but they were blank riders in the situation. Pikachu basically goes off on Lola's phone saying she actually doesn't have a concussion and she's lying and saying stuff like the girl who cried wolf. So this was a week ago and we still haven't talked to Pikachu because she wanted to hurt our friend. And when she did even find out, she hasn't apologized. Danny, what would you do in the situation? Because I'm so lost why this girl is victimizing herself after deliberately hurting someone. Mind you, she's out here reposting TikToks when your friends, quotation marks, aren't really your friends. Like, hello. Okay, so that was a lot. That is a lot. Okay, that is a very complicated situation, but I can kind of see where the resolution can come if you guys still want there to be like a resolution, like if you guys still want to possibly be friends or just acquaintances or just have no beef for the future, you know, because one thing that can build is resentment. And I'm assuming you're in high school, so I'm assuming that you still have a little bit of years to spend with this girl and you wouldn't want anything jeopardizing your academic standing or reputation in the future, right? If you are university, then I'm sorry, we're too grown for this, girl. We are way too grown for this. Please either just like let it go, leave it alone, or like actually, yeah, we'll get into that. So yeah, there is two routes to take. You can either let it go and accept that people are just the way they are. People do things. Someone's action does not have to have a reaction from you. Like, not everything has to be like, not obviously like fracturing a skull is very, very much a thing. But I'm saying, like, if you really want, like, this situation, if this, I'm sorry, I'm trying to, like, figure out how to word it without sounding like I don't care, but I do, but, like, the way, like, I'm thinking of saying it, it might come off as, like, not caring, but, yeah, either let go and just accept that, like, that is just how she is. She doesn't want to apologize. She really doesn't have to. Free will is a thing, honestly. She knows what she did. Everybody knows what she did. It happened. And that's that, honestly. You can go about your day and not pay any mind or attention to this girl, you know? Like, you can... Sorry, I just realized I haven't been talking into the mic properly the entire time. Okay, hopefully, that didn't just, like, ruin the whole podcast, because I am a very soft speaker. And I have to remind myself to project my voice sometimes. So I hope that I wasn't speaking too soft. And I hope I'm not doing the exact same thing right now. Okay, moving on. Sorry. Yeah, you just have to accept people, like, just the way they are. Or if you really want to be higher frequency, but, like, if you want to be understanding, if you want to be genuine, if you genuinely want to become this girl's friend again, or just not have beef again, but also not ignore the situation and, like, not talk about it, then yeah, like, you can come to her, you can go to her with a genuine, and when I mean genuine, I mean, like, you have to check yourself for this too. You have to go in there, like, empathetic, open to listening to what she says. Like, you have to go in there not automatically thinking that she's in the wrong, you know, because if you automatically do that, there's automatically a bias, and there's not really, like, a genuine space, you know. You have to go in there and genuinely, like, tell her, like, hey, like, I know you, like, you probably hate the fuck out of me right now, but, like, for, like, 1 hour, just, like, no beef, no nothing, no, like, no attitude, or, like, try not to give attitude while you guys are talking, because then it will definitely escalate. But, like, you can just go to her and be like, hey, like, genuine sensitive space right now, like, what's going on? Because one thing about me, I always try to understand someone else's thought process behind whatever they do, whether they do it to me or whether they do some crazy stuff. I always try to be like, what did that person go through in childhood? No, I'm playing. But, like, yeah, I always try to, like, see things from their perspective, which is not good sometimes, because I end up invalidating my own feelings because I feel bad for being mad or something, you know. But yeah, maybe this is one of the cases where you do need to do that. Maybe this is one of the cases where you do need to, like, understand her thought process behind everything. Maybe she's not apologizing because she feels the need to defend herself. Like, from what I read, she might have felt ignored from Lola not answering her text or her call. It might be a really big thing to her. Like, if someone doesn't respond to her, it might trigger her a lot more than it might trigger you. So because of that, she might have done something very impulsive by hitting her on the head. But already being in such like a negative mood or negative state, who would want to apologize? Like, I'm sorry, like, if I was arguing with someone and I accidentally did something that hurt them, but I didn't mean to do it or to that extent, I wouldn't apologize to you, not right away, at least, like, especially, like, if everyone jumps on me, like, for doing it right after I did it. And I feel like, knowing me, I would apologize, but that's, like, university me. High school me, I wouldn't have apologized. I probably would have apologized, like, later on, like, maybe, like, at, like, I don't know, the next day, and be like, okay, yeah, I'm sorry, like, I shouldn't have hit you in the head, but, like, answer my call, you know? But, like, no, yeah. Especially after hearing that she got a concussion, yeah, I would have definitely apologized. But, like, looking at it from her perspective, I would not want to apologize to someone that I feel wronged by, you know? Especially not in the moment too, you know? So that's why I'm like, you know, like seeing all of this and how it escalated, she probably feels bad, especially if that was her ex-friend. Anybody you're friends with, you care about them to a certain extent. And I know teenage girls, I know how sweet and like sensitive their soul can actually be. I still technically am a teenage girl. So I know that, and I also know they are very aware. So I know she feels bad. She probably definitely does feel bad about doing that, especially if it gave her a whole fractured skull. Yeah, she definitely does feel bad. But after hearing that, and if she was still, if there was still arguments going on, like, you know, like, if there was still, like, let's say backlash from other people towards her, it would make sense why she would still not apologize. Because you guys cannot, apology cannot come from a genuine spot, and it cannot be received received in a genuine place unless they're like if there's still like negative energy or negative, or like, how do I explain this? Basically, an apology is not going to come from, especially from a genuine place, if the person still feels wronged by you. Like, if the person still feels like they need to defend themselves, they feel like they're still getting attacked, they still, like, you might still be mad at them, you know, like things like that. Like, I wouldn't really expect an apology from her, honestly. Like, if that's really the reason, like, if you guys are like mad at her because she didn't apologize, then I think you guys might actually be mad at her because she hasn't acknowledged what she did. And I think she hasn't acknowledged what she did because she still feels the need to defend herself from you guys. So it's really all just misunderstanding. People take things different ways, and that can cause a whole lot of conflict. People see things in different ways. There's 8 billion different perspectives in this world, okay? There's almost 8 billion humans. I think it actually is 8 billion now. But there's almost 8 billion humans. So that means there's almost 8 billion different perspectives. People will look at life a different way. You cannot expect someone to handle feelings, emotions, conflicts the exact same way you do it, because they are not you, you know? So yeah, that's really, let me see if I have any more notes on this. Yeah, once people realize that you're not there to attack them or tell them about themselves or tell them like everything they're doing wrong, they become a lot more open to hearing what you have to say. That's why I'm like, if you really want to fix this, if you really want to possibly be friends again, then you should probably go to her with a really genuine and open space to genuinely talk. And that's why I say check yourself too, because if you don't want to genuinely talk and don't want to genuinely listen to her, and you just want to like page her or check her on what she did, then just don't even do it. Don't even go to her, because it's just going to escalate the situation. But if you do have the possible open heart to genuinely see, to have empathy and go to her and genuinely want to hear exactly what she felt behind this to possibly fix the situation, then I think you should absolutely do it. But otherwise let go, accept that maybe it just wasn't in the cards for you guys to be friends at that time, and move on with your life, honestly. Boss up, girl. Get your money up, not your funny up. Sorry. Okay, so I actually have no notes for this submission because I created everything yesterday, but I think this might be the second to last or the last one. But the fourth submission, this person says, I don't know if it's a she or a he. I just assume that, but I should not do that. You see what I mean? Inherent bias, inherent like assumption, because my brain is just trying to make sense of everything around me, and so is your brain too. So it's like bias, assumption is unavoidable. That's just how our brain works. But we should also make sure that bias is coming from a factual experience and a learning experience, and not a hateful / negative core. Anyway, sorry, onto the submission. This person said, thoughts about how my man thinks stalking slash following slash looking at other women's social media. I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at your, like problem. I'm just laughing because I already know what I'm gonna say. But yeah, looking at other women's social media is not considered to be bad while in a relationship. Like, it literally annoys the hell out of me how he thinks that. He thinks like that. Am I crazy to think it's bad? Girl, let me tell you something. If someone truly loved or even respected you, they would consider you in everything they do, especially if you've already voiced your opinions about what they do and how it negatively affects you or may hurt you, and they still continue to do it. That means they don't even have the fucking... I'm sorry. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I was getting heated. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to ask someone to cut that out, but that means they don't even have the respect to consider that you might be hurt when you're doing this. And when someone doesn't even have the respect for you to do that, that means you literally mean nothing to them in their life. Like, I am so sorry. This may not be what you want to hear, but it's honestly what it seems like from this paragraph you sent me. Obviously, like I said, I'm not the know-all be-all, but I can infer some things. And this behavior is, there's nothing really else to say. Like, it shows exactly how he feels about you and your opinions and how seriously he takes your feelings. And it seems like it's not very serious at all. If he just wants to argue because he feels he doesn't like being told what to do, then that man needs to do some healing before he can date you. Because if you can't listen to what your partner might like or might think when it comes to, like, actions, like, if you can't just, like, genuinely listen to it, you don't have to do it, because then, again, it could be unreasonable. But in this case, I don't think it's unreasonable. If your partner can do that, then I don't think they should be your partner, honestly. But to offer some other perspective on it, actually, no. Okay, to offer some other perspective on it, he could also just not, like, really see it as a big deal. Like, that's so hard to say, because even if you don't see it as a big deal, then stop doing it. Like, is it that important to your daily routine that you need to keep liking other girls' photos? Like, that's so important to you, you can't just stop doing it because your girlfriend is asking you to. Like, I'm sorry, that's just insane to me. I try to, like, be like, oh, okay, maybe he just doesn't see it that, like, you know. I try to, like, back up what I said earlier about how people don't take, like, things in the same, like, caliber or level of emotion as other person might take that thing. But no, I'm sorry, I can't. Like, regardless, if it's not a big deal to him, if he respected you, if he even cared or respected about what you think, what your feelings are, he would have stopped after you voiced your opinion the first time. Maybe because it's a habit, he might have done it, like, and then you voice your opinion the second time. But, like, after the second time, you really should not be saying anything else. Actually, yeah. After the second time of you voicing your opinions, do not say anything else, because at least you know that you have communicated what makes you feel a certain way. You have tried to give grace. Like I like to say, you have tried to give grace, and that person still just isn't considering your feelings at all. Girl, do I really have to spell it out for you? Like, do I really? Like, for real? Like, do I really, for real? I don't think I do. I don't think I do. You know exactly what it is. And honestly, this is just giving me, like, PTSD to, like, my past relationship. Actually, my past relationships. They just, like, tried to say, like, the same exact thing. Like, it's not a big deal. And try to even flip it on me and be like, oh, why are you, like... Honestly, I don't even want to think about that because it's still kind of fresh. It's still a little bit fresh, so I don't want to think about that person. But
Yeah, I'm just trying to say I've been there, done that. Don't repeat yourself. Like more than twice is pushing it. I want to say more than once, but twice is that grace period. Don't repeat yourself more than two times, because someone who really loves and respects you and cares about your feelings would not have to like even make you repeat it the second time. You know what I mean? So I feel like you know what it is. And obviously it's hard to find that strength to set boundaries and be like, I do not want to be treated that way, because Lord knows it took me 3 goddamn relationships to finally know how to set boundaries. And I'm still working on that. Like, I'm still not great at it by all means. But if you can find that strength, then please get that strength to get up out of that relationship, because if he cares about, respects you, he wouldn't. Yeah. Yeah. You cannot, like, also, like, if it's not anything that's going to benefit you long term, especially if you're younger than me, at least, like, I'm talking like 16 and like 14 to 16, please, please just leave. Cause why are you even in a relationship? Like, girl, you have so much time. I'm doing it again. You have so much time. Like, you have so much time to explore and have experiences. You should not be potentially detrimenting your mental health for someone else that doesn't even bother to think twice about what you like. So, yeah. There is one more submission. I just don't really think that I have much to say about it, because I don't think there's enough detail for me to speak on it. But yeah, now that we are done with our submissions, I actually don't know what to do. I don't know if I should go on like a long tangent about myself, but at the same time, I would really like to keep my mysterious persona. It's been working, actually. Like, I'll be walking all over campus and people will be like, okay, wait, no, that sounds... That makes me sound so guilty. Holy. Okay. Guys, slow down. Okay. That makes me sound so egotistical. But what I meant to say is that, like, when I meet other people that are in my year, they be like, oh my God. Like, I'll meet them through friends. They'll be like, oh my God. Like, did you transfer here or something? I'm like, no. Been here since first year. Hello. They be like, oh, who are you? Like, for real, though. No, but, like, honestly, I don't mind that. I hate being perceived in a way that I don't approve. So to minimize that, if it means being mysterious, I will take it. I will take it for real. But yeah, I think this whole show is going to defeat the entire, like, everything up until now about mysterious. But since it's not like video recorded, I feel like I'll be fine. If you came from my Instagram to watch this episode, thank you so much for supporting me and being slay and, yeah, and a good soul. If you came here to hate on me, hey girl, what's up? Let me know your criticism and opinions afterwards. I'm not a serious person. Let me know what you think after. I would like to know, for real. And damn, like, get a life, get a job or something. Like, how are you tuning into a whole hour podcast just to hate on somebody? It's crazy. This is not directed by the way. This is just like, if you did come on here to do that. And if you are just like a random listener from wherever you are, hello, I'm Daniela. If you go to the Waterloo campus and you see a girl that might be wearing gray New Balances and with a white tote bag from Uniqlo, that's me. Say hi. If you want to make sure, just ask, oh, is your name Danny? Like, and like, yeah. But yeah, please come up to me, talk to me. Why am I moving like bare people are gonna see this? But anyways, I'm always open for a conversation. and to make new friends and to have new experiences. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know much else to talk about. We still have. Oh, actually, no. We are done. I have 4 more minutes left. What do we want to talk about in those 4 minutes? Something. Oh, actually, I think I should end every podcast or every episode with one new thing I have learned about myself, and I'm going to use that. How I'm going to better that, use that. One new thing I learned about myself this week is that I actually might be more avoidant than I thought I was. Like, I always knew, that I like to walk away from conflict or anything negative, but like, I didn't know how serious it was. I didn't know how serious it was. I didn't know how fast I go silent once I'm not in the mood. I didn't know how big that noticeable difference is, because if you know me, you know that like I'm always smiling, I'm always talking, not always talking, like if I feel comfortable, yeah, I will have some opinions, but like I am a very bubbly, energetic person, so like you can definitely tell when like I'm not messing with things a little bit. So I learned that, and I don't know how I'm gonna use that in the future. Honestly, I might like it, which is not good, because I should always communicate my feelings, even though I'll update you guys on that in the next episode. But other than that, I also noticed that. Actually, no, never mind. Yeah, that doesn't make sense. But yeah, I don't know if you guys heard that, but I just like hit the table. Yeah, we have 2 more minutes. I think I'm going to end it now. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the first episode of Layers of Love. I hope this episode was entertaining or informative or somewhat. I just hope you liked it, okay? Bye.